Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Don't put too much stock in what people are telling you. And if you're not too much moved by the good they tell you, you wouldn't be too much moved by the bad that's printed either. You just are built on something else. Amen. You're standing established on something else. And I had a lady one time, not that long ago, call me. She said, "Oh, the Lord's, you know, He's dealt with me. I'm going to send all this money to the ministry." I mean, huge amounts of money. And then she said, "You didn't seem too excited about that." I said, "Well, praise God. I'm going to do all that." I said, "Great, good, wonderful." "Well, he didn't seem excited." She told somebody else, "He just didn't seem excited." Well, she ain't done it yet. I didn't start in the ministry yesterday. And I've had a lot of people come by and say, you know, "Oh, God's told me to hook up with you. Oh man, I'm going to help. I'm going to pray. I mean, man, me and you, I'm your armor bearer, man. I'm here. Through thick and thin, I'm here." I said, "Great. Glory." They said, "No, you don't understand. I've heard from God." I said, "Yeah, I understand. This is talk. Tomorrow, there'll be doing. Or there won't be. Did you hear me? A lot of people talk a big talk. But when the days turn into weeks, and the weeks turn into months, some way or another, the thrill is gone. And the fire fades. Don't you misunderstand me. I'm ready to believe it. But some things you just won't see and know till it's walked out. Right? Yeah, people tell you some big thing. Great. Yeah, good. Let's do it. But if I didn't just do cartwheels and scream, don't get offended. Just show me. Get to doing it. Amen. Demonstrate it. And you'll find this, that people that have some maturity, they do a lot more doing and less talking. You'll find this, if you do a lot of doing, a lot of things are not necessary to say. You don't have to tell people, "I'm faithful, Brother Keith, I'm faithful." When you're there every time, and your money's there every time, and you're always there, unnecessary. Everybody knows it. I know it. Everybody around knows it. Right? "But you got to believe me, Brother Keith, I'm faithful." Well, no, we don't have to believe you. Show us. Demonstrate it. Amen. And that's not in the notes either. They said, "Be of good comfort. Get up now. He's calling you." And he, casting away his garment, he rose and he came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said to him, "What wilt thou that I should do to you?" The blind man said to him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you whole." Have we heard that before? Your faith has made you whole. Now, we've been studying, and I hope you've been taking some notes, because we're not only talking about receiving healing, we're talking about ministering healing. And we've already told you, we are and we're going to be developing healing teams. And one of the first things we want to know is, do you know anything about healing? Right? Before we send you out to pray for somebody and minister to somebody. And one thing we'd like that make us feel better immediately is if you were in all of the Friday night healing meetings, and could quote all the scriptures. Wonderful. Or at least knew some of them. I'm joking about that. But let me remind you, we've studied 19. And of those 19, we have seen 15 of the 19 was faith initiated. Only 4 of the 19 was Holy Ghost initiated. Sometimes people talk about, well, what's the biggest thing? Is the person that should be healed, is their faith the biggest deal? Is the preacher's faith the biggest deal? What's the biggest deal? Well, it depends on what you're talking about. Both are factors. And the move of the Spirit is a factor. It's not an either-or situation. In studying the ministry of Jesus, we see that He ministered both ways. He ministered to people where their faith initiated the healing. And then where the Spirit of God led Him to people, and He ministered, and their faith was not even mentioned. And then a combination where He ministered to somebody, it was faith initiated, but then faith follow through. Spirit initiated, faith follow through. And so the leper, his faith was the issue. Peter's wife's mother, the faith we saw in their actions. The man born by four said he saw their faith. The nobleman's son, he believed the word, his faith. The man with the withered hand, he acted on Jesus' command, faith in action. The centurion's servant, he said, I hadn't found so great faith, not in Israel. Jairus' daughter, don't be afraid, only believe, faith. Woman with the issue of blood, your faith has made you whole. The two blind men, you believe I'm able to do this? And they did. Syrophoenician's daughter, he said, great is your faith. Are we hearing some recurring theme here? Faith. Somebody said, well, y'all, you know, faith, faith, faith. Why y'all talk about faith so much? Well, here is why. We keep reading about it in the Bible. Faith, faith. The deaf with the impediment of speech impediment. Their faith was revealed in action. Blind man at Bethesda, faith in action. Man's lunatic son, if you can believe all things are possible, faith. Now the man born blind, the Holy Ghost led Jesus to him, Spirit initiated, told him to get up and go. The man followed through with faith, Spirit initiated. The man at the pool of Bethesda in John 5, Spirit initiated. Man with the dropsy, Spirit initiated. Woman with the spirit of infirmity, Spirit initiated. Last week, the 10 lepers, faith. And tonight, what? Blind Bartimaeus, go your way. Your faith has made you. Who initiated this? Now see, Jesus didn't initiate this. Right? Bartimaeus, or the two blind men, or ever how many blind men it was, initiated it. Now let's go to the next passage, and before I get ahead of myself here. Jesus said, your faith made you whole. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Go to Luke 18, and let's begin at least to finish this. Luke 18:35. It came to pass that he, Jesus, was come near unto Jericho. A certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. So he's blind. He doesn't see what's going on. But he hears this, one translation said, immense crowd. He hears all this commotion. And so he asked somebody, what's going on? What is that? And what'd they tell him? They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And immediately, he responded by crying aloud, calling Jesus by name, asking him, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now let's just stop right here. Before we read further and see Jesus tell him his faith made him whole, we know he has faith. We just stop right here. Why? How do we know he has faith? Why would he do this? Why wouldn't he just sit there till the crowd passed? Why does he cry out? Why does he call out? How many remember numerous times the scripture said, everybody that calls on the name of the Lord, everybody that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Why would you call? Well, we referred to it. Just turn to it. Hold your place there and go to Romans 10 real quickly. We referred to it, quoted part of it a few minutes ago. Romans 10. I like it. Romans 10, verse 11. The scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be ashamed. There's no difference between Jew and Greek. The same Lord over all is rich. Rich. God is a rich God. Yes, he is. Rich unto all that would do what? That do what? What was this man or these blind men? What were they doing? They called on him. Didn't they call on him? Did they call for something? They wanted something. They called for Him to have mercy on them. And we've already seen and proven that one manifestation of mercy is healing mercy. They called on the Lord to manifest healing mercy to Him. They called on Him. I said to you, if we just stop right there, we know they had faith. Why? Because if they hadn't had faith, they wouldn't have called. Now this proves it. The rest of this passage proves it. Whoever call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? It's a question. What's the answer? They wouldn't have called if they didn't believe. Keep reading. How shall they believe in Him in whom they have not heard? Now let's just stop right there. Had these men heard about Jesus? Had to have heard about Jesus, right? Why would they get all excited? If they didn't know Jesus from John or Bob or Tom, nothing would have changed. But when they're sitting there and said, what's going on? What's going on? We can't see. What's all this commotion? They said, you know, that Jesus is coming through, He and His bunch. And when they heard that, they got excited. Why? They must have heard that Jesus is going about doing good and healing all that are oppressed of the devil, for God is with Him. They must have heard. They must have heard about the woman with the issue of blood. They must have heard about the man with the withered hand. They must have heard. Must have heard. Because when they heard, it's Jesus. They go, oh, it's Jesus! Over here! Jesus! I know they have faith. They would not have done that if they had no faith. Now friend, don't hear this like you've heard it before. Don't hear it like you know all of this already. Get this. This applies to you somewhere right now today. I said, this applies to you and to me somewhere right now, today. If you have faith, you call out. You reach out. You step out. What if you don't have faith? You don't do anything. You don't call. Now, I got a big question to ask you here. This says just a little bit later, you can leave your place in Romans. Go back to Luke. Just a little bit later here, it says, you know, while they were calling on Him, we've already read it twice, that Jesus stopped, didn't He? Jesus is traveling, He's walking, they're moving, great crowd of people, and at some point, Jesus stopped, didn't He? Bible said so. He stopped. Why did He stop? He stopped because they called.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Blind Men Near Jericho, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1031. That's R-1031. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.